Good afternoon. Today is Friday, April 9th. I'd like to welcome everybody to the Senate Judiciary Committee and let the record reflect that it is 1:31. We have with us Vice Chairman Senator Schauer. We have Senator Myers. I don't know where Senator Hughes is. She's on her way. And then Senator Keel just let me know that he's signing something with his cruise ship resolution, so he's excused today. So today we only have one main thing on the agenda today, which we expected an overwhelming amount of public testimony on. But before we go to public testimony, I just wanted to ask four questions to the sponsor to make sure that I'm understanding the resolution. And so I thought Wilikowski was going to be here, but
can you mention which one?
SJR1. So this is the permanent funded dividend put into the Constitution. So just want to make sure. I studied this pretty hard. I want to make sure I've got it accurate before public testimony. We start public testimony. So with that, Section 1 just gets rid of the ERA, correct?
I'm sorry, Madam Chair. I didn't expect to have to testify.
She'll put her name on the record.
For the record, my name is Sonia Kawasaki, and I'm staff to Senator Bill Wilikowski. If you'd like, I could go through.
I just have four quick questions.
Sectional.
Yeah.
Sure.
I'm pretty sure I'm right on them, but I just want to make sure that I'm right.
So, yes, that's correct. Section 1 eliminates the earnings reserve by collapsing it into the corpus.
Correct. Okay, and I understand that happens in the very end of the section. That happens on June 30th, 2023, if it makes it through the entire process. Okay, so the next question I have is in Section 2. Section 2 constitutionalizes the 5% POMV. Correct?
That's correct.
And then there's two options. There's a B1 and a B2. And you want to just put those exactly on the record, B1 and B2, just so everybody understands there's two ways that the PFD could be calculated there.
So the historic formula that's in statute, this resolution would require that the statutory formula be calculated and then compared with the 50% of the POMV, and whichever results in a greater value of dividend to the people of Alaska would be the amount that the people would get. So in that sense, the people get first call, and the remainder amount could be used for government.
Okay, so does this have a 50% to the government, 50% to the PFD, basically?
Well, the statutory formula for the dividend would be constitutionalized along with it's a comparison value just for the it's a comparison value between the historic formula and a 50% POMV, so that whichever results in a greater amount would be the amount that goes toward dividends. So it's
mm-hmm. Okay, Senator Schauer.
I was just going to add, I think if because we discussed this last night on the event we had, what it would mean in the current, and this is current, so that's what Sonia is talking about, how this could change based on the years and the look back. Under the current formula comparison, what it would be today, for example, is it would be about $2 billion would go first call to the people for a dividend check. There'd be about, $1.5 billion left over for government, inflation-proofing anything else. So it would not quite be a 50-50, 50 to the government, 50% to the people, if that makes sense. And this will change with time. So it depends on the circumstances, but it's not exactly, $1.7 billion to the government, $1.7 billion to the people in this case.
Yeah, and I'm trying to get that on the record so people, because there's mixed messages mm-hmm. out there, and some people are sugarcoating it, and there's lots of unclarity, and that's why I just think people need to understand, what they're voting on, and that's exactly why I wanted to ask these four or five questions before. But it definitely constitutionalizes the 5% POMV, which people may not know. They are literally giving a big chunk of their PFD to government. I mean, that's basically what this does in essence. It does constitutionalize a value of the permanent fund dividend, but it also constitutionalizes the POMV. Next, it goes to the two-thirds vote to the legislature. Is that correct? For this to get to the people, two-thirds of the people, the legislature have to vote. Is that correct?
Oh, correct. Yeah, Madam Chair, for the record, Sonia Kawasaki, Staff Senator Wilkowski. That is correct that the legislature would have to approve of this by two-thirds.
And it's two-thirds
resolution
vote, correct?
To, yes.
Yes, two-thirds vote for a constitutional amendment. And then it goes to the people November 4th, 2022. And then if the people vote for this, then the earnings reserves goes into the principal on June 30th, 2023.
I'm sorry, Madam Chair. I believe it would be, the approval by the voters would be November 8th, 2022, and so the first fiscal year that it would apply to would be, July 1, 2023.
Okay, so yeah, the appropriation of the fiscal year ending, yeah. So in the bill, basically, it says on June 30th, 2023, the balance of the earnings reserve then goes into the permanent fund, the principal. That's what it says on page 2, line 19, or line 16 to 18.
Yes.
Yeah.
The balance of the
confirming.
Earnings, yes.
I know it says it very clearly mm-hmm. there, but I just the only reason I'm asking these questions is so people are testifying, they know what they're testifying
sure.
on. So I think clarity is very, very important that people understand. So with that, does anyone else have any questions? Okay, we're going to go ahead and move in, and I literally thought there was going to be hundreds of people calling in today. So I'm going to go ahead and open public testimony on HJR1. And so what the guidelines are for people online, we're going to give up to 2 minutes. If you only need 30 seconds, that's great, but we're going to give you up. Senator Showers agreed to be the timer for today, but we welcome you. I think we had 38 emails already, so we've already got considerable testimony that we will be uploading to BASIS, but we're going to include this, and we're going to take any testimony we get by email up till 5 o'clock tonight. And in regards to this. So we're going to go ahead, and I'm going to start with Catherine from Soldotna. If you can state your name and if you have an affiliation, and then go ahead and proceed with your testimony.
Hi, yes. My name is Catherine Fay, and in reference to SJR 1, I just wanted to just say that what my desire is would this constitutionally protect the PSD?
Yes.
Yeah, typically we don't answer questions. We take testimonies, but the bottom line is, and it will become before the voters, as you well know, but it does put it into the Constitution. This is a constitutional amendment.
Okay, perfect. So I just wanted to share that I am in support of SJR 1 and moving forward, and I also wish the legislature to reduce the spending budget. So it could trim the fat so they don't have to, you know, encroach upon the PFDs. I just wish that they would trim it better. But I just wanted to call in support of SJR 1.
Thank you, Catherine. We appreciate your comments very much. Thanks for being concise. Next we're going to go to Willie Keppel. Please state your name. You can say your location if you want, because I'm not sure I can pronounce that.
Thank you very much, Senators. My name is Willie Keppel. I'm calling from Quinnahawk, Alaska. I listened to four senators last night on a statewide teleconference, two Democrats, two Republicans. I respect all four of them. I think these folks are working hard to try and bring something that actually is worthwhile in front of the voters. I'm in full support of SJR 1. I think it's better than any of the other options that have been presented this year. And I would fully encourage the Senate to adopt and to pass this and to put it in front of the voters. This theft of the PFD, which you guys don't like the word theft, but that's basically how we all look at it out here. Needs to be resolved. The budget needs to be resolved. The deficit needs to be resolved. SJR 1 is a positive way to let the voters have a say and move on. We have to finish the fight over the PFD before anything else can move on. That's what I have. I support it. I hope you do. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you so much for being with us, Willie. We sure appreciate it. Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Mike Coons, please proceed.
Yes, thank you, Madam Chair. This is Mike Coons. I'm speaking for former. I support SJR 1. I've had solid and informative discussion with the sponsor's lead staffer, Sonia Kawasaki, on this bill. I do want to thank her for that time to understand this bill. Overall, I like how this is put together, and I believe that a large majority of Alaskans will vote yes. A question I have is there a need for a fiscal note to educate the population prior to the vote? If so, please add. I do have one aspect of disagreement, however. This is, from what I understand, is designed to not need the upcoming constitutional amendment on spending cap. There is the result that the need to reduce the spending cap to 2.5% may well be true in a practical manner. However, with how this is put together, and this along with the constitutional amendment to cap spending at 2.5% would put up a wall that any future legislature could not climb over, thus protecting the PFD and at the same time keeping spending under realistic control. Another minor disagreement is the 5% EOMV in this resolution. I would much rather do so 4%. That would, we the people, get first crack at that 4%, the remainder would be less and cause reduced spending, i.e. the spending cap at 2.5%. Please pass out of the committee SJR1, and I do hope we can get the Senate to pass. Thank you.
Thank you for your testimony. Next, we'll go to Krista Burton. Krista, are you there? Please state your name and affiliate.
Hi. My name is Krista Burton. I reside in Anchorage, Alaska, and I'm calling to ask you guys to please pass resolution SJR1. And that's it. I can go into more detail, but everybody else has pretty much said what I, the same as I feel.
Thank you very much, Krista. We appreciate you keeping it concise, and we heard you loud and clear. Thank you.
Thank you very much, mm-hmm. All of you. Appreciate y'all.
Thank you. Bert from Big Lake, welcome to Senate Judiciary. You've got 2 minutes, and we sure appreciate you taking part in public testimony on SJR1 today.
Hello, my name is Bert Huffkelling, and I'm from Big Lake. I represent myself and my child. I am for SJR1. This is the only bill that has been presented out of the 6 plans that have been put onto the table to steal the PFD forever. This is the only one that protects our pyramid fund dividend under the statutory formula within our Constitution of the state of Alaska. I'm not really in favor of the combining the corpus and the ERA together. I wish that would be removed from this bill and that be left remain the same as it has been for decades and decades now. In addition, I would like to be able to see that the POMV draw, 5%, seems to be a reasonable draw on this. It could be lower. It would guarantee a sustainability of the permanent fund, the corpus, and the ERA for future generations down the road without ever being worried about whether or not we are taking too much out of the account. Inflation proofing needs to also be a part of this plan that is being put in place right now so that every year the excess above and beyond the 5% and what needs to remain there as flexible, cashable income in case of an emergency, that money needs to be available and left within the account, but all remaining amount needs to be moved over so that it is invested so that the permanent fund continues to grow, which is something that has been ignored blatantly over the last 6 years until just last year when you guys transferred over, I believe, $4 billion into that account. Again, I am all for SJR1. I would like to see it pass. It is one of the first steps to taking that political football that you guys all use down there, taking away what rightfully belongs to Alaskans and handing it over to the special interests, NEA Alaska, the unions, the Department of Health and Social Services all think they deserve a share of our permanent fund, and that's not how it was originally written by Hickel or by Hammond and why the PFD was there in the first place. Thank you for the time allowing me to testify today.
Thank you so much for being with us today, Bert. We appreciate your testimony. Next, we'll go to Kathleen Shoup, I believe is your last name, and you're from Palmer. State your name and affiliation, please, and please proceed. Kathleen, we can't hear you.
Hello.
There you are. Please proceed.
I'm right here. Hello. I am calling on behalf of supporting SJR1. I've been listening to the four senators and.
Kathleen, we can't hear you.
Hello.
Yeah, we can hear you loud and clear. Please continue.
I am calling in support of SJ.
Do you have your computer on? We hear you twice.
Yes.
Yeah, if you could turn that off and then just, is that all you wanted to say or did you have more to say?
Okay, I turned it off now. I also wanted to say I have the same problem with you. I turned it off.
Okay, why don't you just go ahead, and we'll just hear you twice. Just go ahead and finish your comments.
I support SJR1, and the four senators are doing a great job who I listen to. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Kathleen. Okay, next we'll go to Kevin Hall from Sterling. Name and affiliation, please, and the floor is yours.
Thank you. My name is Kevin Hall. I'm from Sterling, Alaska, and I'm just calling in support of SJR1. I've been watching this issue pretty closely for the last few years, ever since Governor Walker figured out a way to steal our permanent fund dividend. I've been watching it pretty close. This seems like a good way to stop this yearly fighting over money, which is obviously, to anybody who knows the history of the permanent fund dividend, obviously it's money that belongs to the people, and that's the way it needs to remain. So I am in support of this completely. Thank you for giving me the time to testify.
Thank you very much, Kevin. We really appreciate it. Thanks for being polite and very concise. So we heard you loud and clear, and thanks for following the issue. With that, we're going to take a brief at ease right now because we're actually caught up. I really literally expected hundreds of people. So I'm going to just take a quick at ease and talk to the committee. Okay, so basically what we were discussing briefly, which I could have done on record, is whether we should sit here till 3 o'clock and wait for people to call in or not. And basically what we've decided is that, as I announced at the beginning of the meeting, I'm going to go ahead and take public testimony via email until 5 o'clock tonight to be included into the package. And how you can email that is senate.judiciary@akleg.gov. One more time. senate.judiciary@aklege.gov, and we will add it to the public record up until 5 o'clock tonight. So with that, is there any comments? I think everybody noticed. Senator Hughes joined the meeting. I told you she was en route at the beginning of the meeting, so she just missed the first couple.
I'm sure I do have one, if I may.
Sure, please.
Comment.
Yes, Senator
Thank you.
Sauer.
So we've got lots of time today, but I don't want to take it all up. It's Friday afternoon. But I will say this to Bert's comment about the ERA and combining it with the corpus. I think a lot of us would prefer not to do that, but as we discussed last night, one of the issues we have is we have blown through the CBR, $16.5 billion, it's gone, and we've spent it. And one of the concerns is if we don't combine this with the ERA, it's a simple draw, just to take that money out, 11 and 21. And so one of the concerns of leaving it there is as we get into further budget pressure, we are going to look at that as a source of revenue we can take, or savings, and we could end up depleting that as well. So, Madam Chair, I just thought it was important to bring that out for folks. There's a reason behind that, because our history has demonstrated if we've got it, we'll spend it. And it's a dangerous place for us to be, to start eating our seed corn, so to speak. So just in an answer to Bert's question, I think a lot of us have angst, but there's a good reason behind protecting that money before we get our hands on it.
Right, and I totally understand that. I do struggle with this somewhat because I've never been a supporter of the POMV draw. I understand that the government has not reduced, and they continue in many cases to grow and stay very, very well funded. And just to think that that POMV is now going to potentially be in the Constitution, but the people get to vote. And that's why I'm going to likely get this bill out of committee, and it goes on to the next. Then the people of Alaska get to make that decision, whether they want to allow that POMV, you know, and it is still going to allow the government to get their hands on a good chunk of it. But right now they already have their hands in the pot, the government does. So I struggle with that aspect. I've never voted against taking part of the PFD, and I've paid a dear price for it. And I fought the POMV for years, and I fought to keep the full statutory permanent fund dividend the whole time I've been down here. So it's a pretty important issue for me. So I just do want to get that on the record, but I understand that it's causing tremendous political angst, and it does need to be. And at this point, we all have to do some compromising, and it's tough. It's really tough because I think that it's been working for so many years. And that's why I just wish we could have just controlled government spending. But with that, I'm going to go ahead and announce what's happening next week. We will be meeting Monday, April 12th. We will have the Senate Bill 15, the open meetings. It was scheduled for this past Monday, which unfortunately the meeting got postponed. But that we will be dealing with amendments to SB 15 on Monday. We will be dealing with one of the governor's bills. It's elections and election investigations. That's a really hot topic out in the community. We will also be opening public testimony on SB 9, which is the alcohol beverage control bill. And please note that another person just popped up while we're talking, so I'm gonna take that as well before I close out. But Wednesday, April 14th, we will be considering the governor's appointees. You guys, we're almost done with that. I think we've got five more. We're trying to get them all done on Wednesday if we can get them all booked. And then we will be dealing with one of my bills, which is SB 122. It's a very, very tiny bill in regards to the definition of a victim. And then SJR 1, the constitutional, I'm going to find out what the will of the committee is next Wednesday. If it's the will of the committee to move that bill out, I'd like all members present, including Senator Keel, if possible. We will be dealing on Friday, SJR 4, which is Senator Hughes's constitutional amendment for abortion funding. And we're going to have invited and public testimony on that day. So I just want everybody to be aware of what's happening on next Friday. So I'm going to go ahead and take this individual, Melissa. If you can hear us, please state your name.
I can hear you. Thank you.
Excellent.
Hi, my name is Melissa Godova. I'm calling out of Wasilla, Alaska. I'm not represented by an affiliate or an organization. I'm calling just as a private citizen and in behalf of my community. First, I just want to say thankful to our four senators that are sitting there, the ones that I feel like are always representing us and actually listening to those little people that most of them probably think we're peons. SJR1 is one of the very few things that's protecting our PFD as a constitutional thing for the state, and it needs to continue. It needs to stop being messed with. They need to stop poking at it and trying to find loopholes to circumvent citizens and their families. They're not just taking this from, a corporation. No, this is families of Alaska that need to quit being messed with. And that's pretty much all I have to say about it.
Well, thank you very, very much, Melissa. We really appreciate you taking time, and we heard you loud and clear.
Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so with that, I see no other further business before us today, so I'm going to go ahead and gavel out today, but I will be taking testimony till 5 o'clock p.m. at senate.judiciary@akledge.gov. With that, we're gaveling out at 1:55.